The Holy Gospel for this, the 20th Sunday after Pentecost, is recorded in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth, and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I need some excitement these days of the good kind. And so I went in my daughter's closet and I got out her Candyland board game. It was her very first board game. On the box it says ages 3 to 6. So I know it was the first game she and I played together. I loved playing this game. Now, maybe I'm being sarcastic, but my daughter loved playing it. And I was thinking about this game lately, simpler times lately. I remembered when this game came out by Ideal. A few years later, they made their first three-dimensional board game, Mouse Trap. Now that one, I really liked to play because you assembled a mouse trap as you were playing the game, and as you got near the end, the mouse trap would actually work when you turned a crank. I lift up those two games, Candyland and Mousetrap, because even in those simpler days, they had something in common. Both of those games had sticky situations and tough spots to be in. In Candyland, it was Gooey Gumdrops Mountain. You were stuck there until you got the right card. And then just when you thought you were maybe going to win the game, near the end was Molasses Swamp. And that's another place where you were in a sticky situation. You were stuck there until you got the right card. And of course, in Mousetrap, if your piece happened to be in the place where when you turned the crank, the trap would fall, you really were stuck. Jesus is in one of those sticky situations today. Jesus is in one of those tough spots. He's in a place where it seems there's no way out. Maybe you've had that happen in your life. I know I have. We have a phrase for it called caught between a rock and a hard place. You're stuck. No matter how you answer, there's no way out. You're trapped. And that's what happens to Jesus today in our gospel. He's given a question to trap him. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? That's the trap question. How will Jesus answer? If he says yes, he makes an enemy on one side. Enemy on the other side. Because the Pharisees and the Herodians had opposite views on that topic. So with those two opposing forces giving him a common question, there's no way to win. But we know Jesus better because this is nothing new for him. He has sprung traps before, and today is no different. Today, as he's posed that question, Jesus again is going to sidestep the question and flip the trap over right on top of the Pharisees and Herodians. They're going to be stuck. And he does it in such a simple way. He only utters a four-word statement. Show me the coin. Show me the coin. And wouldn't you know it, the Pharisees happen to have a coin in their pocket. And without knowing it, they've trapped themselves in their own question. Why? Because the Pharisees have one goal, purity, and separation from the world. Their number one task is to obey God's law at all times. And they will never not do that. What is one of God's premier laws? I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make a graven image. But what have they done? They've put a coin in their pocket with a graven image. And so for all their work at being pure and being separate from the world, they're trapped by the world. And that's where we find them today. You and I are also trapped by the world. We're trapped by our sin. We're trapped by the lure the world gives us. And so today's gospel text is one that we can struggle with as well. Show me the coin. I suppose I could ask, what's in your wallet? We hear that all the time. Well, in my wallet, for example, I have a dollar bill. Whose face is on that? George Washington. George Washington, who owned slaves. I have a $20 bill in my wallet. Whose picture is on that? Andrew Jackson. Remember President Andrew Jackson? He was president in 1830. He was the one responsible for the Indian Removal Act of 1930, where all Indians in the United States were to be removed from their homes. Among their culture, it's known as the Veil of Tears. Both of these people of prominence with faces on our money are opposed in some way to the justice mind of God, where everyone is valued and everyone deserves a home and everyone should be free. So did the lure of the world get them? The lure of the world continues to get us all the time. We are always being trapped. And we see another part of that trap also on our money. There's a common thread between them all. There's another statement of four words. Besides, show me the coin. Those four words, in God we trust. But I think it's interesting on our money, it's on there. But why is it always in such tiny letters where I have trouble seeing it even with my bifocals? Are we embarrassed to say that, in God we trust? Or do we doubt it so much it's just an afterthought? That's the struggle as you and I constantly deal with traps. So I'd like to close this morning with maybe paraphrasing what Jesus is talking about a little bit. As we struggle with give to the emperor the things that are the emperor's and to God the things that are God's, maybe I would say to you, live with the emperor, but work for God. Live with the world as it is, but live for the one who creates, redeems, and sustains you. And so, my final question today, as we gather together, as we struggle with life, maybe the best question our gospel text today can ask is this: whose image do you bear? Whose image do I bear? Do we bear the image of the world that lures us, or do we bear the image of the one who gave us life, who redeemed our life, who claims our life, and who blesses our life? And so today we thank God who gives us for a time talent, time and treasure to share with one another that we bear the image of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.